Real World Radio. What is going on in spring meetings? World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. As they do each spring, the Joint Bank IMF Development Committee and the IMF's International Monetary and Financial Committee held meetings to discuss progress on the work of the bank and the fund. Last weekend in Washington, D.C., needless to say, the meetings are not open to public. Yet the streets of Washington were full of protesters voicing the problems of the so-called developing world, while the neocons were busy planning to implement harsher policies on trade. Real World Radio reporter Aslo Pellet interviewed Friends of the Earth International's Director of International Programs, David Wasko, on DC meetings and World Trade Organization's Geneva negotiations due on April 25th.
I wanted to ask you about the weekend, the demonstrations you've made during the World Bank meetings.
Over the past weekend, the World Bank held its annual meeting that it holds in the spring, one of its two annual meetings. And this is obviously an important moment with the new president about to take over the bank, Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense of the United States. And also there are critical things happening at the bank, both in terms of projects that it's supporting around the world, harmful mining, oil projects, for example, and also social and environmental policies that parts of the bank, especially the International Finance Corporation, which lends to private investors, is undertaking. And so we were there with many allies, both inside and outside the bank, pressing the World Bank to clean up its act. You know, one of the things we find is that there's often a disconnect between what citizens in a country want and how the World Bank operates, and we think one of the bridges to remedy that problem is parliamentarians who represent the citizens of a country and are closer to the citizens often than the president or the executive branch of a government. And so we feel it's important to empower them to be able to tell the bank what it is that is really wanted in a country.
What are the plans for the April 25th meeting in Geneva? What do you think, and what are the outcomes of the meeting for the citizens of the world, and what will be the tactics or the campaign you will be using so that it will stop, that they won't go ahead with the pulling of the trade barriers?
One of the issues that we're fighting over, that we're really trying to raise to a higher level, is the issue of what's called non-agricultural market access, and that's tariffs in all kinds of areas that aren't usually considered agriculture. And some of them are natural resource areas that we're very concerned about. For example, the WTO wants to reduce tariffs on forest products, and that would mean increased forestry trade and increased damage to forests around the world. And we're also troubled by other negotiations over fish tariffs, to reduce fish tariffs, and that'll have a number of problematic impacts. One is that they could put pressure on already depleted fishery stocks around the world. The other is that for small fisher folks, there's the potential that they'll be swamped in their countries by fish brought into port by industrial fishing fleets from around the world, and if they face much lower tariffs, it will create a real depression in the price and will affect local fisher people who sell on the market there. So we're concerned both in terms of the fishing stocks and in terms of the local fishing people. The other issue is that a number of countries have put forward proposals to try to whack at, to reduce what they call non-tariff barriers. Now, I think of those as things usually meant to protect environment and public health and safety. But they see them as a barrier to increased and unlimited trade around the world. And some of the examples of things that governments want to go after are eco-labeling, labels that help show how a product has been produced, if it's been produced in an environmentally sound way. Things like taxes on very large engines for cars that we think are an important step environmentally. Things like restrictions on building codes that try to improve the environmental quality of buildings. And these things are now under attack at the WTO as barriers to free trade, and we are trying to raise this issue and make sure that the governments don't go down a very problematic path.
Well, I think there's a lot of work to do this time.
Yeah.
And with the new president of World Bank, things are not going to be any easy on you and the rest of us, I believe.
No, I think we have some tough battles ahead, but I think
there's always a way.
Real World Radio.